Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. Thank God for your life today. I thank God that He gave us breath of life. Thank God that He gave us our sight back and our hearing back. We can speak, we can talk, we can listen. I believe that what you see will affect your life positively, negatively. What you hear affects your life positively and negatively. And what comes out of your mouth will affect you positively and negatively. I thank God for giving us back the breath of life. But we can say thank you for sight. Thank you for hearing. Thank you that we can speak. Thank you that every faculty of our being functions, Jehovah. Thank you that we can even touch our phones, our tablets, our computers to listen to knowledge and information that you, Jehovah, are giving us because you want our very best. We can change. And we want to change. And we need your help to change. Thank you. Another day. Thank you for every new day. And thank you for your sweet effort. This and your sweet plan for this day has been established over our lives. Thank you for joining me today. Thank God for your life. I appreciate you. And I thank God for yet another day. Talk to you in this series, Take Charge of Your Life. Today, we're going to talk about your commitment in your pursuit. To take charge of your life, you have to be committed. Committed in every aspect. Not some things. All things concerning you, you need to be committed. You cannot be committed and not be creative. You cannot be creative and not be productive. And you cannot be productive and not be successful. You cannot be outstanding and be successful and not be impressive. Let me repeat. You cannot be committed and not be creative. You cannot be creative and not be productive. You cannot be productive and not be successful. And you cannot be outstandingly successful and not be impactful. So, what are you doing? Are you committed? Information, purpose, preparation, ideas and skills notwithstanding. Without commitment, there can never be accomplishment. Without commitment, there can never be accomplishment. Another word for commitment in this episode or this series is hard work or diligence. Hard work or diligence. In the beginning, God planted a garden. Where He put the man He made. Then He said to him, keep it, dress it. After that, God said, as you keep it and dress the garden, you are permitted to eat of every tree in the garden except the one, the center. Oh yeah, here we go. We've heard this all over and over again. Where is she going with this now? God first gave man a job before He showed him what to eat. God does not talk about food until He has talked about work. So when you think manna is coming from heaven to fall on your lap, you're lying. God will never keep or dress the garden. It is man's duty to keep and dress his garden. The garden you don't keep and dress is not permitted to offer food for you or to you. So you will never have a developed nation without a productive citizen. It is the input of individuals within a nation that results in the overall development of that nation. Where I come from, it is said, And when you have one rich man in the midst of six poor people, what you are is the seventh poor person. What you have are seven poor people. So, how does it work? I said earlier in a previous podcast, if you are the wisest one amongst nine dumb friends, eventually you'll be the tenth dumb friend. So look for people that challenge you and surround yourself with people that lift you up. Don't go where you are tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. There is no political means to developing a nation. Every development rests on the productivity of the nation's citizens. A nation where only 1 million of its 5 million people are working cannot prosper. Impossible. This number would represent only 20% of the nation's population. God said to Abraham, I am going to bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Abraham did not go to sleep with a promise. Instead, he started rearing cattle until he became very rich. No matter the promise of God for your life, if you don't work, it will never come to pass. It would never come to pass if you don't work. Abraham's son Isaac was also a tireless worker. He kept digging the wells of water despite opposition and went ahead. He sold his seed in farming and became so prosperous that the Philistines envied him. Isaac did not prosper in the platform of his father's work. He prospered through the work of his hands. Isaac. Jacob, Isaac's son, also was a worker. God does not work with lazy people. Jacob was very creative and a creative worker. He raised stripped cattle by making them mate before poplar trees upon which he had made stripes. Jacob was the first vet scientist in the Bible. He knew what to do to get the exact breed of cattle he desired. And that doesn't come naturally to you. The wisdom of God impacted you. So you need to jot down ideas that go through your head. Always have paper and pen around you, beside your bed, in your car, at work. Fly through your head, write it down. Abraham was a hard worker, Isaac a tireless worker, and Jacob creative worker. If you study the work ethics of South Koreans, you won't be surprised that they come from far behind to become the 13th industrialized nation in the world. They were among the poorest nations in 1948, and then the people suddenly became responsible. We as a people cannot afford to be begging around the world. We have enough, but we lack the required commitment. Solomon, King Solomon said, the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. True, your desires are communicated in prayer. Jesus said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you have received it, and you shall have it. And the same Bible also says, a lazy man desires and has nothing. His prayers alone cannot change his story. So for those of us who love the New Testament and we're lazy, thinking Jesus is going to come bring you manna from heaven, really, Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, which is the Old Testament. I came to fulfill it. So you can't be a lazy Christian. You cannot be a lazy child of God. The covenant God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob still holds through today. If you can get off your glorious behind and get to work. There is a time for everything. There is a time to pray and a time to work. There is a time to even watch Christian television and a time to read your Bible. There is a time for everything under the sun. Work is not a curse. It is designed by God as a channel, blessing, and for our livelihood. There is dignity in labor. As a job seeker, don't keep waiting for a particular job. Whatever your hands find to do while you are looking for what you want, begin to do it with all your might. And what you are looking for will meet you in the process. Idleness is an enemy of destiny. Idleness is an enemy of destiny. Don't give it room. Have you ever wondered why many givers have not experienced a change of position? It is because God does not throw money down to people from heaven. He only prospers the work of their hands. Okay? So, if you are not doing anything, there is no channel through which God can bless you. Absolutely no channel through which God can bless you. So what is the benefits of work? Work is God's antidote against all manner of weaknesses and sicknesses. The physical body can be likened to a building, and like any unused and unoccupied building, it soon begins to fall apart. As a preacher puts it, through slothfulness, a building decays, and through idleness, a hand, a house drops through. Through idleness of hand, a house drops through. Work is God's device for healthy and strong living. Another benefit of commitment is creativity. You cannot be committed and not be creative. You cannot be creative and not be productive. You cannot be productive and not be successful. You cannot be outstandingly successful and not be impactful. When you are committed, you are naturally creative. It is practice that makes perfect you. When you are committed, ideas start flowing to enhance your approach on the job. I don't see work as punishment. I see it as God polishing my life, causing it to shine by the privilege of work. The president of one of the world's most largest corporations once said, "You cannot pour yourself into your work and not be successful." Not pouring yourself into your work and expecting success is like attempting to pluck a star out of the sky. You are either a worker or a burger. Not a bread, burger, beggar. It is clear, and it's a clear choice that we need to make. Life is a choice. It is time to recover your human dignity as an individual. It is time to rebuild your life. It is time to rebuild your nation and your community. It is time to rebuild this great wealth and this great country. We cannot rebuild by praying and fasting alone. Neither can we rebuild our lives by only reading the Bible every hour of the day. We can only rebuild it by working it out. Nothing is more impactful than your examples. When you start working, your children will follow suit. Their own children will plug into it as well. And before you know what is happening, you have responsible lineage. You have a responsible lineage. So, work is not punishment. It's not a curse. You cannot be committed and not be creative. You cannot be creative and not be productive. You cannot be productive and not be successful. And you cannot be outstandingly successful and not be impactful. What are you doing? Committed in the work that God has entrusted you. And do it passionately. Do it with such joy in your heart, as if you're doing it to your maker. You're doing it for your maker. Do it. You can do it. Commitment will take you further in life. So do it. Do it. Do it. This is the avenue that God will use to bless your life. Do it wholeheartedly. Do it. Commit it. Do it. You can do it. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? I believe in you. God believes in you. And we know you can do it. Do it. Do it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. Trust every day, plucking on bad habits and listening to me. God is effecting a positive change in your life. Well, you can do it. So take the first thing and embrace your destiny. God bless you. Night.